Oh boy, listeners, we're in for a treat. We're going to be talking to Barca Cardoz, and who has started the Cardoz legacy for her late husband, Floyd, and also we're going to be. She's also launched a masala crunch bar that she'll tell us about, and then we're going to be talking to Alec Vassa of Elements. Which you keep branching out into new things, Alec. You're very busy. Anyhow, welcome to On the Menu, and let's launch into the discussion of both the Cardoz legacy, the new Crunch Bar, and actually, Barca, you can throw in some things about your wonderful spice combos that you're also selling in as part of the Cardoz legacy. Who would like to just start it? Alec, do you want to give a little background on how you got involved with this?
Sure. So it's a sweet little story. Prior to starting Elements, I worked on Wall Street as a trader, and food is kind of always on the discussion. And every time we would talk about Indian food, one name that would come up consistently was tabla. And that's how I became familiar with tabla. And then I would always feel so proud, that how Chef Floyd was bringing our Indian heritage to this world, and how people really enjoyed how the food was presented and how they would rave about it. And I think I always had this inclination for food, so I think I was even more kind of gravitated towards this whole, like, I was so curious and I wanted to learn more. And then, I'd quit my job. I had started Elements, and right around that time, we lost Chef. And I don't know, like, I'd never actually talked to him or met him, but I felt like, I lost someone close. I lost something that was close to me. And I still remember that
Yeah.
pain. And for months, I didn't do anything about it, but then I started following Barca. I would just think about her, and then I was like, I never got a chance to share the craft with Chef, but I would love to share it with Barca. And so I just did a very kind of random DM message to her not knowing me at all, and I wrote her a message, and she replied, and I still remember how I went running to my husband. Like, oh my God, Barca replied. There was this little child in me that was so excited to get a response back from her. It was the pandemic, so I was wearing masks. She was wearing a mask. I hand delivered the chocolates to her. And
I
fast
still
forward a
remember
few
that
years.
day.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, Barca, you've had a long route traipsing also through the money industry. I mean, this is actually, the more I interview people, the more I realize this is not so unusual. I think chocolate's really kind of better than money, maybe. I don't know, maybe not. But yeah, so I mean, now you're obviously from India. Tell us a little bit of your trajectory. I mean, how did you end up here?
Oh wow. Okay.
I grew up in Mumbai, and at 24 decided that I was gonna come visit my sister who was living in New Jersey. And just happened to, literally, my mom kept insisting, why don't you go visit? And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to go. And so I finally did come. And I think the fact that you have to grow up so quickly, especially when you come from India, where you are nurtured and taken care of, and you have, your parents, you live with them even as an adult, to come into this world of
in some ways independence, and also realizing that you have to take care of yourself. I loved it. I loved the independence. I loved all of it. I loved the aspects of you got to put in the work. You got to do it yourself to get, you know, there's no mom and dad that are going to, like, take care of you.
Right.
And so big I think jump. That, yeah, that was, like, that big, big change. And I think that just stuck with me. And I was like, I got to find a way to just stay here. And that's what we did. I found, you know, at that point it was simpler and it was easier to find jobs that helped you come here on the right, you know, path and get here the right way. And so that is what I did. And that was 37 years ago and I've never looked back.
Right. No, I mean, we're talking about Floyd in the past tense, he died in what year?
2020.
As a result of a horrible pandemic that crushed a lot of people. I mean, I personally just I couldn't even believe it, and that must have been difficult too, because you were faced with a legend just about, weren't you?
It was. I still think about it, and it's, you know, you think you're in a dream and you're going to wake up and he's going to be standing there and say, I got you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen. It was, when you know someone is ill, when you know someone is suffering, when you know there's, you know, someone's older, you tend to, in different ways, be prepared for what's coming,
right.
Though death is something you're never prepared for.
Right.
But this just hit us out of nowhere. And, you know, to have him, I literally remember taking him to the hospital and telling him, why don't you just go in? I'll come back when you call me and I'll pick you up and we'll go home.
Right.
And that was the 15th of March, 2020. And he never came home. And he passed away on the 25th of March. And, you know, every day I would call him and speak with him. And he was, it was just like, you just breathe, you take care of yourself. I got the rest. And you're just going to come home. I'm going to bring you home. You're going to come home. And it was hard because you couldn't be there with them.
Right.
He, you know, I got probably a phone call with him once in a while if he had the phone around him, if he could answer the phone. And so I think that part of it was such a shock. And, you know, you have to just, like I say, I'm grateful that we've had family, friends, community, strangers, people that loved him, that showed up in different ways at different times in our lives, for the boys and me, where you realized that this was your journey and you were walking it, but people were walking with you, alongside you, holding your hand, picking you up when you felt really bad. It was just something that I didn't know the power of his presence till he was
and
gone.
It was powerful, and it's, you know, I mean, I sit here talking to you, and I mean, I can't even express just what an amazing human being Floyd was, and everybody seemed to have their own take on that, but you decided to do something about it. The first off was with the spice blends you did. How did it start? The Cardos Legacy, how did that start?
So we had decided that I needed, you know, to do something when I was a grown-up. And Floyd would always laugh and say, I have no idea what you want to do. And I was like, I want to do something with flavors. I want to do something with spices. But you know, life had its own trajectory for us. And we got busy with, you know, him running the restaurants. Then we opened our own restaurant, the Bombay Bread Bar. I would help him with that. The boys were growing up. They had their stuff. So my ideas and my dreams were put on the back burner till 2018. And that is when he came to me one day and he said, you know, you always wanted to do these spices and the blends that we did, that we make at home for you to cook with and for the boys to cook with. He's like, I've found someone for you. And that was Ethan Frisch, the co-founder of Boil Up and Barrel. Ethan had worked with Floyd at Tabla. And he was a young cook at 19 or 20 with Floyd at Tabla. And
oh, he was at Tabla. I don't know why I didn't know that. But, yeah, I immediately know Ethan. So, yeah, I remember wonderful meals at Tabla. But it was fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that is how he connected us. And he was, I will help you, but this is your baby. You wanted to do something as a grown-up. Now this is yours. And so that is how we started working together with the three of us putting flavors together and deciding on what we were doing. And just before we were supposed to release them in March of 2020, Floyd passed away.
Yeah.
And so we sat with it, and I asked Ethan, I said, is it done? Are we not going to do it? And Ethan, in, you know, his kindness and the way Ethan is, he was like, if you want to go forward with it, I'm on board. We will take it forward. This is Chef's legacy. We need to take it forward. Your dreams, his dreams, our collaboration, and we will make it happen. And so that is when Cardo's legacy came into play, because we realized that this was bigger than me just wanting to make spice blends. This was about not just doing that, but also spreading the word and the love that Floyd had for flavors, and hoping that everybody embraced it the way we wanted them to.
Yeah, I mean, how would you describe, I mean, we're looking now at traditional Indian flavors, but there's an extra ingredient into your spice blends, a personalized take on these, on the tradition. How would you explain that?
Well, I think the extra ingredient in all of it is love. But yeah, to go back to the actual blends, these are blends that we did at home for, you know, our everyday dinners at home to cook for the boys. When the boys went to college, Floyd would just put these things together and say, oh, that was the curry we made at home, and these are the ingredients, these are the spices we did. Let's try and see if we can put this together. And so, you know, some of it is what he grew up with. Some of it is, you know, through our travels, the flavors we came across. Chaat masala, which is like my ultimate favorite, is what I love to eat with fruit, with vegetables, with anything I'm eating, that little tartness, umami that you get from chaat masala, that's mine. Then we decided that, you know, Floyd's chicken tikka was so famous.
Yeah.
And so that was the other blend we did. So it was just these ideas that came to us when we first started out, and then after his passing, the second lot of spice blends that we did was just memories of, you know, what were our favorites as a family, what I loved, what I wanted to keep going, which was the green tikka masala, and those were the lot that came out next.
Now, just I know that that listeners are going to be thinking about trying these. So, can you put out a brief direction to how they can acquire these spice blends?
They could order them from burlapandbarrel.com. They are listed there. They're sold there. We have recipes on our website, which is cardoslegacy.com, to help you understand how to use them. There's
you
a
have
cookbook
that book
out that
too.
I've done. Yes, I did a book with about 30 plus recipes, just home cooking with the blends, which is called With Love and Masalas. So it's all available either through our website at cordoslegacy.com or then through burlapandbarrel.com as well.
Alec, are you enthralled with these as well? Why don't you tell us something about your experience with the blends?
They just take me back home, you know. They remind me of how mom would prepare things for me. And just adding, you know, a little bit of the spice, the flavors, there was so much nostalgia. And they were packed with flavors. It was almost like having mom cooked food, but, you know, being able to do it by myself with these masalas.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we got in touch with you particularly because you're debuting this masala crunch bar. Now, this is a whole new direction. Tell us about that. Who wants to do that? Do you want to do it, Barca?
Alec. No, I want Alec to tell the story because, oh, my God, I didn't even, you know, from her delivering those chocolates to my house and me getting back to her, it was just like there was that connection that happened, and I want her to tell you about it.
Yeah, tell us, Alec. Tell us about how this came to be.
So it came up in several steps, but I think the first time kind of the spark was born was when Burka invited me home for a wonderful meal. And
I'm envious.
And it was the most delicious meal. And I think everything she touches definitely has that secret ingredient of a lot of love, care, and that joy that she brings in people's lives. And we had connected, but I think having a meal together and, you know, just we talked for such a long time and we talked about so many things. And I think as I left that day, it was very clear that we were going to do something together, not really knowing what and how. But in my head, it was like, okay, we have to do something together.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, we end up meeting at an event in New York City, and we decided to, you know, we took the train back, the subway back home together, and we started discussing again, okay, what are we doing? And I think we just got lost in conversation, and we ended up in Brooklyn when we had to actually get off.
We were supposed to get down at World Trade Center, and we went past that stop. And after a while, we're like, where are we? Where did we land up? But it was such a beautiful evening with giggles. I have not laughed that hard in a really long time.
And then Burka just sent me, we brainstormed a few ideas. She sent me some of the masalas. And I think the masala, the garam masala, it just has so many warm spices in it. And also it has some sweetness to it. And it was one of the top contenders. We also tried with the chaat masala and some of the other ones. But the masala, the garam masala, just had this kind of, you know, fall, winter spices in it, which we thought would be perfect blend with the chocolate. And so Burka came home. It was my chance to host her, but I only fed her different versions of chocolate. So I was happy.
That's my meal, dessert.
Go ahead.
And so we played around with the recipes, and then we decided to add crunch. And at that time, Burka had brought in her dear friend, and then Kushal was here. So four of us were purely having fun. It was just, I feel this bar is born out of this feeling of joy, happiness, and just bringing something, you know, different to people. And
well, you know, I mean, I can put in here that your company, Element, is I guess the current term is nimble. I mean, you really hit on new directions and pursue them. And I mean, is this like a part of a whole new direction, or what happens next?
I love that, you know, we can be nimble. I think that's some of the benefits of, you know, still not being very big, where you have to worry a lot about a lot of logistics and other things. So I would love to keep this nimbleness as we grow, for sure. And yeah, I think this bar so far has been very well received, and your bar is on its way. So I can't wait for you to try it and share your feedback with us. And I think what's next, I am excited to do more such things. You know, I think Burka and I will probably sit in the new year, figure out a few things. We might also do some cooking classes together, because I feel like,
oh, that's nice.
Burka has such wealth of knowledge with the spices and the ways of cooking, and I personally learned so much from it, and I enjoy just for the pure reasons of me enjoy being in her company. I would love to be a part of these cooking classes where we can do something together and, you know, spread more about the spices, the flavors with the world, and make it more of an experience
and right. Have fun along the way, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, do you have new ideas, Burka, of things that, I mean, you seem to have stored up a lot of ideas, and you're now able to be free to pursue them. You have broken ground with the Crunch Bar and the Spice Blend. So what's on your agenda next?
Well, we did, I have a tea, a masala chai that I have done with Art of Tea, that's out there as well. And there are a couple of new projects that I'm working on. But I believe that life shows you the way forward. I believe when we sit still is when you have more clarity and you can move forward. And so I think at this point, I want to cherish and enjoy a masala crunch bar and just feel all the joy and all it's warmth that comes through. And then it's like, okay, this will lead us to what our next steps are. So there are a few things that we have. We're working on a documentary on Floyd, which is in the works. It's a work of love, and there are
can I just say,
projects.
I mean, it's a whole bunch to handle. I mean, he was so well loved and so respected. It's hard for you to actually express and do what you're planning on doing for him. I mean, with his memory and so on. It's just. He was such an extraordinary person. And talking to you, I see you're an extraordinary person, too.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
Oh,
I feel
well,
that
yeah.
We all attract that, right? When you put it out there, the energy you put out is what you get back. And that's how Alok came into my life. That's how I'm speaking with you now. It's what you give out. And what you offer out is what is reflected right back at you. So I feel we're blessed that we get to do this.
Well, I mean, it's certainly a revelation to be able to talk to you personally after hearing about you and all that you've done for such a long time, and it's just so much to get out there, because people are eager to touch and get in touch with your mental state, how you face life, and so on. It's a wonderful place to be in some ways, and you're inviting us in when you extol the legacy of Floyd. And your culture, I mean, let's not forget the culture, and your individual talent as well. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to talk to us, Alok. and Barca, and please keep us in touch. Please keep us informed, I guess that's what I should say, about how you move along. And let's give the websites one more time for people eager to have a regular connection to you. Why don't you start with Elements, Alec?
Sure. So again, thank you so much for having us, Anne. It's just such a pleasure and joy talking with you. And you can find our chocolates at elementstruffles.com.
Great. And Barca, what's the best approach to all of your you're doing so much? What's the best way of keeping in touch with your activities?
We have our website, which is cardoslegacy.com. And then for the spice blends, you can get them at burlapandbarrel.com. And I'm on Instagram at Barca Cardos. So I'm happy to speak with anybody that, you know, wants to have a conversation, because I do understand that this is not just about me. Floyd was loved by so many, and there are
so many
people that want, you know, to hear more, and we're always happy to be a part of those conversations. Thank you so much for having us, Anne.
It was my joy.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.